Good morning. It's 8:47 at WFIR. Time now for Ask the Expert. I bring in my guest, Don Wilson, with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Hi, Don. How are you?
Hi, Joey. Good morning. Real good.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Don. We're going to pick back up here. Let's continue talking, Don, as we get underway about memorialization options that we discussed just a couple of weeks ago. Families have a lot of options for personalization, so the tribute they create is unique. So Don, some might say, are tombstones old-fashioned? Is that the case, Don, and are they even allowed anymore?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that tombstones or what we call family monuments are old-fashioned. They're traditional, and, you know, they're great landmarks. They serve a purpose to identify a family lot, and Evergreen has always been known for leading the way and giving our families what they want, so they're very much in demand at our Evergreen Memorial Trust properties.
Speaking with Don Wilson, Evergreen Memorial Trust, I'd ask the expert. Don, if you would, tell our listeners about some of the unique family monuments that are found at Evergreen Memorial Trust properties.
Yeah, I think every family monument's a little bit different than the one next to it. That, you know, there really aren't cookie cutters, but we do have some unusual family monuments that have been designed over the year. In Boone's Mill, we've got a monument that Zach Hooper built, and he's got some very interesting inscription information on it. You can see Blair down at Mountain View in Boone's Mill and ask her to show you the Zach Hooper monument. But at Evergreen, we've got a bird bath. We've got a locomotive that's carved onto a monument. And we even have a Peter Vraden designed cube that sits on its end. It's very unusual, and those monuments are all found in our walking tour brochure that you can pick up at any of our offices.
Speaking with Don Wilson at Evergreen Memorial Trust this morning. Now, Don, can a family do whatever they want when it comes to designing a monument tribute? Can they do what they like?
They can design something that they like, or let one of our counselors help design. We have a lot of books and different materials that we can look at. We can take a little bit of this monument and incorporate it with a little bit of that one to make it unique, to make it special, to make it meaningful to you and your family. It has to be granite. The material that we use for monuments is granite, and that has to be because it's enduring and everlasting. It's got to, you know, have a tasteful, respectful inscription. That's never a problem. And, you know, color choices, a lot of different colors of granites, from grays to reds to blacks, and, you know, cuts, shapes, sizes. So really a lot can go into it to make a unique monument for your family and your family lot.
Well, Don, before I let you go this morning, if one of our listeners would like to reach out to you, maybe have some questions, or they like to talk with one of the Evergreen counselors to get a planning guide, tell us how they can reach you and what's the best way to do so.
Sure. You can obviously reach us on the web at evergreenmemorialtrust.com. There's an information section where you can fill out requesting some information, or you can give us a call at 342-2593.
All righty, evergreenmemorialtrust.com. Speaking with Don Wilson at Evergreen. And Don, always good to chat with you, my friend, and we'll talk again in a couple of weeks. Take care.
Great. Okay. Thanks, Joey. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Don. This has been Ask the Expert this morning, WFIR.